This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is hour number two. Of course, I've got landscaping going on outside. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, the At One Thumbhole stock is the epitome of everything you can possibly squeeze into one stock. Now, there is, now I do have to say this, I don't know, like somebody got on one of the videos where we showed this from SHOT Show and said, I don't think you can sell that in California. That's something you need to look into if you're looking at it. But if you can get it, gosh, you should. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, it goes without saying that concealed permit gun carriers, concealed permit gun carrier, I don't even know if that's a, forgive me for that phrase, would you? They are among them, they are the most law-abiding, and they are the most responsible of the adults in the United States today, because you have to be 21 years of age to qualify to, you know, even apply for one of them. So the fact that I'm going to talk about this in front of you, if this offends some of you, I know right now at this moment that you are adults and you're going to make your own decisions, and that's the way it should be. Here in South Carolina, only recently could concealed carriers carry guns into places that serve alcohol. Now, if you go into a place, now, and think about what I'm talking about, like most restaurants have a bar. So if you were going to a restaurant that had a bar, legally, you could not carry your concealed weapon here in South Carolina because that was verboten. It was forbidden. You couldn't do it. So now, and see, there's no, because we're carrying concealed, and concealed means concealed, and, you know, let's face it, if concealed carriers were getting caught all the time not concealing, well, that would have made the news. It most certainly would have made the news instead of all of some of this made-up stuff. Well, when you go into a bar, if you're actually good at concealing your gun, they're not going to know if you have a gun. Now, once again, I'm not saying this is happening. I'm just putting this out there just because, you know, I haven't talked about this as much. In South Carolina, since they did start allowing us to legally carry a gun into a restaurant that serves alcohol, we're not supposed to imbibe alcohol while we're carrying a gun lawfully. Now, in other states, you know, in some states, it's still the way it used to be here in South Carolina. Unless it's one of those sports bar type places that's a restaurant with bar type hours. But in other states, the law is very nebulous. Statutes will state that a person can't be intoxicated with firearms, but doesn't say you can't have a few. And that's where the problem becomes, this vagueness. We shouldn't be drinking at all. if we're carrying. This, you know, I had one drink in Las Vegas. I had a finger and a half of scotch. While I was waiting on a table, it was so hot and so just so kinetic in there. Everything was just happening so fast that I never felt it. But I didn't carry a gun with me to Las Vegas. So, but once again, unless you are, you know, as adults, you can make your own decisions. But they tell you the same thing at any hunter's course, too, hunter safety course. Don't drink and hit the field. After shooting hours and you have something to celebrate or have to take the sting out of defeat, then it's okay as long as your shotgun, rifle, or whatever you've been, you know, whatever you were using is unloaded and put away. It's not exactly a secret that this disinhibition is in effect of alcohol consumption. It sets in bit by bit, and after a few, you start thinking that maybe people really would like to hear Sweet Home Alabama for the 10th time that night, and the 750,000th time in their lifetime already. I know that's a great song. In my day, the one they played the most, way too far, was You Dropped a Bomb on Me. After your blood alcohol content, after that climbs into the double digits, person can go from being stupid but merely annoying to being dangerously stupid. There was one Andrew Webler Norman, according to the Akron Beacon Journal, who went to a bowling alley to roll a few frames on the evening of March the 1st, but ended up putting a toe over the line and entered a world of pain. Because while he was bowling, he adjusted his pistol and holster, causing a discharge that struck his friend in the foot. The friend went to the hospital. Webler Norman went to jail, charged with negligent assault, possessing a firearm in a prohibited establishment, using a weapon while intoxicated, discharging a firearm in or near a prohibited location, all misdemeanors, and tampering with evidence, which is a felony. Mr. Webler Norman has a carry permit, and presuming he did commit all of these actions, he should have known better or left the gun at home. That's the other thing. I don't do anything. The only time I'm running around to that degree of moving that way with a gun on is if I'm training tactically. I'm not, I don't go bowling. All right, I'm going to go bowling now, and I'm going to carry a gun too. And yes, Mr. He is innocent until proven guilty. But right now, it don't look good. And I'm also not holding out hope for the tape deck or the credence. And there's other examples. According to CBS Boston, one Jason Root of Woburn, Massachusetts, was arrested after rear-ending another motorist on the freeway and attempting to run the other motorist, who gave his name as Brian, off the road. Root exited the vehicle and was alleged to have pulled a gun on Brian. Brian wisely gunned it and made good an escape while calling the cops. Mr. Root, who had a license to carry, was field tested, which he failed. And he was then booked on suspicion of DUI along with everything else you can possibly imagine. So most people don't need to be told these things. But they also, this isn't to say that disaster will ensue if you have one beer with dinner or lunch while carrying. And plenty of people have chosen to do some pretty awful things while stone cold sober. But when we're looking for an edge, and we exist in the world we exist in today, we just have to decide that drinking while carrying is generally a bad idea. And you don't really have to hear Sweet Home Alabama quite so often. Carrying a gun, I mean, how are you? It's a no-brainer to me. I'm sorry. It's a no-brainer to me. That's one of the reasons. I save a lot of money not drinking because I carry a gun most of the time. The other thing is you don't pull a gun on somebody, you know, traffic altercation, you don't pull a gun. And that was because of his lack of judgment and because he lost those inhibitions that his sobriety probably gave him normally. So, there you have it. If you're going to carry a gun, wait till you get home to take off the gun and then have a few cold ones, would you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look. Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. There is no better ergonomic stock to put on your gun. And there is, for the price, I mean, if you just go to their website and look at the prices on their stocks, which, you know, they work with over 200 brands, not models, brands, with well over 2,000 stocks available to you. And if they make a stock for one gun, then they make every stock for that same gun. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, we'll probably talk about this with Dean tomorrow, but I saw this today, and I, you know, if you're a hunter and you're going to go out and you're going to hunt elk, if you're a hunter and you're going to go, if you're going to go hunt any prey animal, especially where there are grizzlies, then you should take everything you can in order to defend yourself with a grizzly, against a grizzly. Now, I have talked to many hunters that take nothing. And they'll, you know, like my friend Ken Byers, he goes out there and he gets out of the car. He parks the car somewhere and then they hike 6-7 miles into the woods. And the problem is that, and they do it in the snow. And I mean, they just do it under the worst conditions, period. And the problem becomes for them that everything they're carrying has to have a purpose. It can't have a maybe purpose. It has to have a definitive purpose. It has to be something they're going to use while they're out there, and hopefully they're going to use it, and it's going to be gone when they get back. Food, you know, that kind of thing. Which there's, you know, I mean, think about it. Food's the only thing they're going to use and not take back, although they're going to carry back more than they go in with, right? Because they're going to carry back if they the quarters and everything they harvest from the elk. They don't carry any sort of bear defense. Now, some writers, unlike Dean, and you know the people that they speak to, obviously unlike myself, think differently. Like Wes Seiler, who is a writer that Dean knows, in a June 2017 article, he was of the opinion that all firearms were worthless as defense against bears. He opined that, statistically speaking, a person when attacked by a bear was as well off without a firearm as with one. Where do you get that from? He depended on research, which had some problems with selection bias. And he even quoted Dean from OutsideOnline.com. Dean wrote, like most tragedies, this one has become a canvas on, well, no, this is what Wes Seiler was writing, excuse me. Like most tragedies, this one has become a canvas onto which various crackpots and special interests are painting their opinions. My favorite hot take has to be this one on the truth about guns, arguing that teenagers should pack heat while going on fun runs. The runner was able and willing to carry a cell phone, writes Dean Weingarten. He could have easily carried a Ruger LCP-2, which weighs about as much. And whether or not that would have been enough gun for a black bear is not entirely germane. It would have given him a chance. Would carrying a small, this is Seiler now, a small .380 caliber pistol have made a difference? A study of 269 bear encounters conducted in 2012 found that relying on a firearm, any firearm, as your primary line of defense gives you the same odds as carrying no defense whatsoever. Statistically speaking, Cooper was just as safe from bears running without a pistol as he would have been with one. Segue to now, which is a year and a half later, and as well as some certain effects on moving into grizzly bear territory in Bozeman, Montana, now Mr. Seiler has considered the evidence and changed his mind. Good for him. Maybe we could get him on here. From OutsideLine.com. Having said all that, after completing tactics training program and others, I now carry a handgun in addition to bear spray each and every time. I go somewhere there might be grizzly bears, and having completed the course, I know that gun might be the only tool I have capable of stopping a determined attack. One of Tactics' instructors actually survived a grizzly attack while elk hunting last year. A bear charged his hunting partner, who immediately deployed his bear spray, but unfortunately the direction the bear was coming was from upwind, and the spray had no effect on the grizzly. That's right, aerosol, spray, wind, weather. So seeing this, the instructor drew his handgun and shot the bear dead. An investigation the next day ruled that shooting was justifiable. The man saved his friend's life, and the gun was a 9mm Glock. So it might be common to read on the internet that you need a huge revolver chambered in an impossibly powerful caliber to stop a bear, but based on real-world experience with bear attacks, Tactic teaches that it's modern firearms and the modern shooting techniques that make possible that are the most effective. I don't know what this tactic is. I need to find out. I need to take this course. The ammo I use in my magazines that I'm running around with is a self-defense round. I think Ruger actually sells it now, but when I bought it, it was the Polycase Inceptor ARX, which is it's a round that looks like a drill bit from the end. It doesn't come apart. It doesn't fragment. It stays together, and it's actually a round that'll make it through a angled windshield and still hit your target. So this would probably, do very well. The tactic course, by the way, is only 2 days long, and it involves direct experience with a live 850-pound trained grizzly. And Dean met somebody who's taken the course named Todd Orr, or he's involved in it. And Dean also sent Mr. Seiler a link to his research on how effective pistols are in defending against bears. Of the 37 instances associates and he was able to find, only one was a failure, and that translates into a 97% success rate. So they found an additional 26 instances, and the updated research will be published soon. So unlike other researchers on the efficacy of firearms, Dean's research includes a link to every incident or a verifiable source. So, bears can usually be stopped with ordinary pistol calibers. It's very likely that Patrick Cooper, the teen runner who was killed by a predatory black bear near Anchorage, Alaska in 2016, would have been successful in defending himself against the bear if he had a Ruger LCP. He had time to get out of his cell phone and text his parents. He was being chased by a bear. He would have had plenty of time to draw a pistol and shoot the bear. And the bear ran from his body as soon as it had been shot at and wounded, which he would have been shot, and he would have been wounded, and he would have run. So, a life lost needlessly for not taking the right equipment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump eased off his threats to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border, instead giving Mexico a one-year warning and threatening to first impose auto tariffs before closing the border.
The only thing, frankly, better but less drastic than closing the border is to tariff the cars coming in. And I will do it, just like you. You know I will do it. I don't play games. I'll do it. So we're doing it to stop people. We're going to give them a one-year warning. And if the drugs don't stop or largely stop, we're going to put tariffs on Mexico and products, in particular cars. The whole ballgame is cars.
A bill ending U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen is headed to President Trump's desk. The House joined the Senate in passing the bipartisan measure today, although President Trump is expected to veto it. Many U.S. lawmakers blame Saudi Arabia for the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let me give you a quote from Patrick Henry in 1777. A king, by disallowing acts of this salutary nature from being the father of his people, degenerated into a tyrant, and thus forfeits all rights to his subjects' obedience. A recent issue of the Washington Post lists the Post pick of the top 15 the top 15 Democrat candidates for our 2020 presidential election. And more are joining the race almost daily. But these 15 represent the front runners on the Democrat side, at least according to the Post editors. As one scrolls down through the list, a solitary fact immediately jumps out at you if you're people like me. Every single one of them is venomously anti-gun and anti-Second Amendment. Without exception, each caustically loathes private gun ownership by U.S. citizens, and each hates with a rabid mania American gun owners, both of what for what we believe and for the individual freedom and liberty we so audaciously represent and have a hold of. What will inevitably happen, entirely without fail, when any one of these Democrats slash socialists slash Marxists takes the White House, and when the Democrats slash socialists Marxists end up in control of the Congress? Well, it's going to be game time. There'll be no more talking. There'll be no more me bringing this up. There'll be no more of anybody bringing this up. The talking will be over. We'll see gun bans and magazine bans and ammunition bans and mandatory gun confiscation. All of that will be passed without any delay and promptly signed into federal law. They'll try to get the Second Amendment repealed outright and scrapped altogether. Within 4 years, all privately owned guns in the USA, they'll try to confiscate and destroy them. Holdouts will be rounded up and herded into the re-education programs. Will the Supreme Court protect us? Well, have they ever? Have they ever done that? And even when they bravely attempt to, the leftist Marxist lower court judges among them, along with the leftist Marxist legislators, ignore them, much as they're doing right now with the so-called landmark Heller, McDonald, and Caetano decisions. So our so-called Supreme Court may as well have remained silent. There is, at first blush, there is no protection from these Marxist tyrant wannabes. You see the Democrats out there promoting illegal aliens to be able to vote in local elections. They're openly promoting voter fraud is what they're doing, and openly encouraging hordes of illegal immigrants whose illegal votes they can control to enter our country illegally. Not surprisingly, they're vigorously fighting all forms of border control. They're going to simultaneously try to destroy the Electoral College so that their opponents' votes will be utterly irrelevant in future elections. Hordes of illegals are being concentrated in rotting squalor. You know, metro areas like San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, and maintain in continuously poverty-like conditions and dependency. And in future elections, suburban and rural areas will be utterly unrepresented. Squalor and poverty will thus become ecumenical, making organized resistance impossible. While the Marxists and their commissars rule in unapologetic luxury, privilege, and splendor, this is their stock modus operandi. It has been since 1917, and their takeover will be, as always, one way. Once the Second Amendment goes, then they will immediately go to work on the First and the Fourth. Hate speech will be expanded to indict any who would dare to speak out against them. All political debate will thus come to an end, and these nationalized thugs will spread out and kick in doors without warning or warrants looking for anti-revolutionary propaganda. And they'll oh so sanctimoniously and cynically insist that they're doing it for the children. Much as they do now. You know, people who are students of American history and understand gun control was the spark, the start of the entire American Revolutionary War. Those pitiable, embattled farmers who bravely and audaciously blocked the bridge at Lexington and Concord are our magnificent ancestors. They blocked that bridge because British regular troops were coming to forcibly confiscate their privately owned flintlock rifles, which was the assault weapon of the era. And they knew it. 243 years has passed since then, and King George III is back, banging on our very door. He wants us to let him in. In fact, he's insisting upon it. All of that is their goal. Let's talk about reality. Reality is this. Logistically speaking, it is an impossibility for them to go that route. They will definitely try to go that route. They will try to pass legislation. States do it all the time. But here's the problem with legislation. Legislation itself is, and we're seeing this. We're seeing this all over the United States right now. We're seeing resistance. We're seeing defiance. And in the numbers, the bare numbers, the raw numbers of us that are out there today, capable and able to resist them, well, that's where their problem starts coming in, because You can't get us all, and we'll see it coming. Now, if you let's take this moment and segue from here to Venezuela. Venezuela has no internet. They have no power. They have no phone service. They have no nothing. In short, all communications and all infrastructure is now rendered moot. And they also have no weapons. The not having the weapons part is the diciest part of it all, because if they had weapons, they would have means. Some means. And they don't. And that's what they want for us. And this blackout that's happening in Venezuela, that's all about Maduro. That's all for Maduro. This is all for him to maintain power. That probably would not happen here, because we're a much bigger country. And it wouldn't take much. It wouldn't take much for us to bring them to their knees. No. I mean, when you think about it, if we've got 100 and, let's use a low number for me, 130 million, right? If 30% of us take up arms to fight the tyrants, that's 4 million souls on the ground fighting. And it won't be all the military will join us. Most of the military will join us. Most of law enforcement will join us. It'll be a rout. There will be fighting. It will be bloody. And unless we do something about this electorally, unless we stay on the path, keep voting, unless we're going to do that, then we're going to face that later. We're going to face that later. It's just like the old Fram oil filter commercial. You can pay me now, you can pay me later. Well, later is going to be painful. We need to be doing something about it now. Later will be painful. But, you know what I just described to you is exactly what's going to happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Lock and Load started in 2012, and when it started out as a webcast podcast, and I had a chat room and all this other stuff. And shortly after I became syndicated and everything, and I got a better chat room, I started noticing this guy in my chat room that went by the moniker of Desert Eagle. And Desert Eagle was a loyal listener. He was loyal. I mean, he's been there day in and day out. If he's not listening in the chat room, which I don't have now, he's listening on the Genesis Communications Network app. He's listening somehow. He was very much into the marksmanship. He built precision rifles. He sent me many pictures of them. I have every picture of them. And I looked at them, and we talked one time on the phone about, we talked more than one time on the phone, but we talked one time about him building me a gun, but that never got anywhere, never went anywhere. He has been fighting cancer for, and, you know, just on the, what day was it, the 4th of March, when I was, I had to throw the show into rerun, he texted me, "Are you okay? Too many reruns." And his wife, Teresa, he's been fighting cancer all along. and she has been with him through all of this. And Desert Eagle, Jimmy Gensling, passed away last night. He was coming home from a medical procedure, and he was not feeling right, and he deteriorated from there. And for those of you in the Carlsbad area, Saturday, March the 16th, the West Funeral Home, that's where he will be honored. His life will be honored. And there is one less ninja now. And this was a grandmaster. This was a man I got to know a little bit, and you know, I'll never get to meet him now. But I did get to talk to him, and I did get to know him a little bit, and I am better for it. So Desert Eagle, Godspeed to you, brother. Nobody deserves it better than you. Nobody. Where you're going, there won't be any cancer pain, and you'll be able to go out on the range every day, brother. The House of Representatives recently passed legislation, H.R. 8, H.R. 11112, to expand the national background check system to require almost everyone selling firearms, including private collectors who supplement their incomes by selling firearms at gun shows, to perform background checks on the potential buyers. And it has a section purporting to bar creation of a national firearms registry, but the expanded background check system is going to require the government to compile lists of those buying and selling guns. So, in other words, it creates a national gun registry. Similar to the experience with other types of prohibition, making it more difficult to legally buy a gun will enhance the firearms black market, and criminals and terrorists and even deranged mass rampage killers will have no problem obtaining a gun. The majority of these types of rampage killings take place, I didn't mean to go that way, take place in gun-free zones where shooters know their targets are going to be unarmed, or at least they're counting on it. So this shows that any law making it more difficult for Americans to own and carry firearms is conducive to our death. It makes us less safe. If they really wanted to reduce the incidence of gun violence, they would repeal the Gun-Free School Zones Act. And then children could be defended. We should be defending children. Now, first of all, a national registration would be one of the biggest failures ever. Huge defiance. Huge defiance. Totally ineffective. There would be whole states, there would be whole regions, there would be tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions, well, maybe over 100 million people that would say, no, I'm not going to register. It would be a flop. It would make New York look like, you know, a day at the zoo. But the anti-gun bureaucrats, you know, they want the gun registration because gun registrations always precede gun confiscations. But the anti-gun bureaucrats need not go that far to use the expanded background check system to abuse the rights of gun owners. Gun owners could find themselves subject to surveillance and even harassment, such as the more intensive screening by the TSA because they own too many firearms. Right now in the Senate, I am sad to say in the Republican-controlled Senate, they are considering red flag. Republicans have a very long history of supporting gun control. After the 1999 Columbine shooting, many Republicans, including many who campaigned as being pro-Second Amendment, eagerly cooperated with then-President Bill Clinton on gun control. Some supposedly pro-gun Republicans also tried to pass compromise gun control legislation after the Sandy Hook rampage killing. Now we have neoconservative Senator Marco Rubio, who has introduced legislation that uses tax dollars to bribe states to adopt red flag laws. Red flag laws allow government to violate an individual's Second Amendment rights based on nothing more than a report that the individual could become violent. You're punished for doing nothing wrong, just for the capacity to do something wrong. They would allow an individual's guns to be taken away without due process simply because an estranged spouse, an angry neighbor, or disgruntled coworker tells police the individual threatened them or otherwise made him feel unsafe. Now in New York, a teacher can do it. Now, how would a teacher know what the parents are like as far as their, you know, their temperament, their disposition, you know, what they're angry about? How would they know that? Or would they do it simply because the student maybe was a little bit hard to control? I don't know. During his confirmation hearing, Trump's new Attorney General, William Barr, expressed support for red flag laws. See, the problem with Trump and his picks is that he only has the swamp to choose from. That's the problem with his picks, because his pool of people to choose from, his pool of people in waiting, are all in the swamp too. So he's always going to be picking a swamp critter. That's a problem. So then you've got California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who has expressed interest in working with Barr to deprive gun owners of due process. So this is why most of us who understand the benefits of liberty have to remain vigilant against any attempt to erode respect for our rights, especially the right to defend ourselves against private crime and public tyranny. We cannot allow that to go forth. So, and before we head into the third hour, let me say it one more time. Desert Eagle, a longtime listener of the show, passed away last night. He has called into the show. Some of you, if you've listened as long as he had, you might have heard him before he passed away due to cancer. So one of the ninjas goes to the final reward. But we will see him again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late, 800-213-9264.